All right, on today's episode, I am talking about one of the things that is like most fundamental and also most frightening about online business, and that is finding your niche. So that's exactly what we're going to be talking about here. What is a niche, the meaning, and why we need one, and the process to go through to narrow down that niche as defined by others and implemented by us. So let's go check it out.
Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now, enough of this, let's get to the good stuff.
All right, if you are new here, I am Jen Neal, founder of Formula Done, and we help businesses find more leads and like qualified leads and the right traffic, all those things online using content that you've already created or how to tee up new content so that you're going to get maximum reach. If any of those things sound interesting, check out some more of the videos in our playlist here. Visit our website at formuladone.com. We have a whole blog, plenty of resources and amazing tips and things to get you rolling with your very own content toolbox, right? All right, so let's dig in. I want to talk about niches, partly because I have a new book coming out. I'm a new author. Yay! I'm very excited about it. So my first book that I jumped into the foray here is a co-authored book. So there's a lot of other women authors who are telling amazing stories. And the story that I tell is about the process that I went through on finding my niche. Anyway, there's plenty of thoughts about how to pronounce it as well as what it is and why we need it, right? So let's just dive in here because it's one of those things that we know like you have to niche down, especially when you're starting a new business and you're trying to reach people. And it's a lot easier said than done. At least I know for me, when I actually say, okay, no, I'm going to narrow down and focus and this is all I'm going to do. Staying in that lane, paying attention to like, this is the only thing that I am doing so that I can grow and scale this and not looking at all of these other things. You know, the biggest lesson for me that I even talk about in the book there is like, just because I can doesn't mean that I should. And so it was really tough. And there's something that just strikes you like right in your gut. And it's like, this is a really difficult thing to do. Like if I niche down this hard, am I going to be leaving some of my people behind? It's a very frightening thing. But, you know, I've been in all these different coaching groups and different things. And the people that I see that seem like they hit that overnight success, first of all, it's never an overnight success, right? It's my overnight success that took me 7 years to get there, right? Like that's usually what it is. And we don't see it until it's the overnight success part, right? But what really, really works, and if nothing else even sticks with you at all, this is the thing that stuck with me, is when you go to events or you're talking with other people or whatever, like, do people know what to call you? Not your name, who your business, what you do, but like, do they know to say, oh, Jen, she does marketing, she does ads and social traffic or social posts, right? Like people now know because we have picked a niche here for content activation. And so people now know, oh yeah, if you want ads and social content, like go to Jen. She does all the repurposing and does those things. So that's become my thing. So if people know you for that thing, and if people can't very clearly define that, for example, let's see, a couple of people that have been on here, Justin. Justin is the tax strategy guy, right? So I know, okay, you want tax strategy? You're going to go talk to Justin. So do people know you as that thing? Tara. Tara's the course creator. Do you need to develop a really awesome course? Cool. I know that that's going to go to Tara, right? So unless people can, and this is who you're networking with, your friends, your family, they may not know anything about your business, totally fine. As long as you have focused down enough where you have that one thing, like people know you as this, and it's a great differentiator, right? So that's how it finally got me in terms of understanding how important a niche is, because somebody else has to be able to say, oh yeah, that's what you do, and refer you as that, because so much business starts coming out of that when people are like, oh yeah, this is what my friend does. I know who you should talk to. That's when it becomes important. Okay, so in terms of what niche actually means, it means a calling, a vocation, a slot, or berth, right? that you're literally just calling out, this is my little thing. In terms of it being a business niche, we're focusing down, and I'm looking at my notes here so that I don't screw this up because I'm taking words from other people, right? So the target audience might be one that is currently underserved and or has a large market potential. So if you want to think about that in terms of if anybody's familiar with the red ocean, blue ocean kind of strategy, but really what you're doing is like you're saying there is enough need for what it is that I'm doing, and there's actually an audience that needs this thing that can be uniquely yours, right? So finding a niche is important for small business owners who not only want to create a steady stream of revenue, but also establish a loyal audience. Finding a niche differentiates your business from the competition and allows you to excel in your sector. And this is actually from Charlene Walters, who is a business and branding mentor and author of Own Your Other. I'm sure that there are plenty and plenty of people out there that have talked about if you can own your niche, right? It's just like this book that I have coming out. I am one of 12 authors in this book. It's an awesome book. We each wrote a chapter. It's full of amazing stories. It's also a number one best-selling book, right? Because it's best-selling in this particular niche on this particular day. But on that day and in that demographic on Amazon, we were number one, right? So we owned that for a little time of space. The niche that you own, you have to be able to carve it back enough that you can be like, I own this space. Category king, queen, whatever you want to call it, of this area. And as long as there's an audience that has that need, then it's your unique methodology that fills that. You have an audience that can fill it. And like, you can literally build a business in this little teeny tiny segment. And again, very, very frightening to actually say, no, I'm not going to do all of these other things. All I'm going to do is this. These are not the droids you're looking for, right? That's very tough to do. All right. So I wanted to give you guys some steps for actually finding your niche. And I'm not going to claim to be an expert in finding my niche, right? It took me about 2.5, probably years to really actually successfully adopt and fall into this and be like, all right, here is my lane and I am going to stay in this one, right? Because it's so hard. Ugh, it's so hard. So I wanted to give you some examples that came from other places. So this is an example from entrepreneur.com. 5 steps you can use to find your niche. Number 1, identify your interests and passions. So I think that this is important because if you're going to stay in your lane doing one thing, you have to like it, right? Makes total sense, but that's like a great place to start. What is it that your interests and passions, what do you actually want to keep doing day after day after day? Number 2, identify the problems that you can solve. And this is so helpful because a lot of times it's like, oh, I do this and this and this. I mean, I know for us, that's what we did, right? All over the place. But this is just mind dump, brain mapping, right? I also, by the way, still use this even going along to be like, all right, somebody asked me to just do this. Does this fit in with, is it a problem I solve? Is it something I enjoy doing? And does it fit right in this same lane? If it doesn't, sorry. So this is kind of a good retest of, are things still working, right? Research your competition. So here's where we're identifying how big of a market is there and can I create my own little space where I can actually own this? Determine the profitability of your niche, okay? So I know I can own this. Is there enough need? Are there enough people based on what's happening with the competition and based on the need? And does the audience have money, right? So determining the profitability, you want to make sure, like, based on the competition, based on your people, is there enough need for what there is? And can you effectively create $1 million or multi-million-dollar business out of this little area? Is there enough need and people who can pay money in that sector? And then finally, test your idea. So testing it out. Does this message resonate? Are these the right people? Am I solving the right problem? And sometimes what you think here, not necessarily what comes out here, right? So testing is definitely, definitely necessary for sure, right? So I'm curious, any of you guys here watching, even if you're going afterwards, what are some of the niches that you specialize in? Share your niche down below. Love to hear comment wise. And if you had a hard time getting there, Can't wait to see what you guys are all specializing in. It's so cool as a business owner working with other businesses, especially now that we're back in the agency game. Like, to me, it is so amazingly cool how there are so many businesses out there and there are so many people who can make money doing the weirdest things. I remember one time there's somebody that came to me and they literally had a $1 million business and their business was telecalls, not even Zoom calls or a course, literally like telephone calls that you would dial into. This was not this long ago. And you could dial in and listen to stories, talk with experts, become part of a community of people who had alien encounters. Do you want to talk about like a total niche? And they made money. Like, they made a lot of money selling to that niche. I had no idea that that was even a thing, right? But that's one of the very, very cool things I think about businesses is that there's money to be made out there in absolutely everything. And this is where I think niches become so, so much more important, is because there are so many businesses and so much stuff happening out there, right? And so the main categories, like the identifiable categories, there are already market leaders and people who very clearly sort of own those categories. That's awesome. So they've established that there's a market. Cool. Pull that down tighter and say, like, I just want this segment of it. Does that still work? Right? So that's kind of where we're at. Now, I went through the process of finding the niche in my business and I did not follow. I had not previously done this research. So I didn't have the amazing 5 steps from entrepreneur.com, right? But what I did have was years of business experience and going, okay, if I'm going to do this, where would I start? And so turns out the same process that I followed is very close to these steps. Our niche is content activation. And content activation is, nobody else has it because it's literally, I created it. But I created content activation method out of doing all these other steps, creating the research. Content activation is our methodology that nobody else can do. That's part of what makes my niche very specific, right? So I can own that category. And I know that there are enough businesses out there that are looking for traffic and leads that there's competition. But I still went through all these steps to check and see, like, all right, is there enough business? Can I stand out over the competition? And for anybody that knows me, I love me some acronyms, right? So I took these 5 steps and the word niche happens to have 5 letters in it. So it just felt like this thing that had to be done, right? I had to make an acronym out of it. So now we have how I found my own niche in business using niche. I know, I'm such a nerd. I hope somebody else appreciates this. All right, so N, name. Name your interests and passions. Now here's what I did when I was starting this research project. So I actually took past customers that we had worked with. And I literally spreadsheeted this out because, you know, spreadsheet's one of my love languages. And so I spreadsheeted this all out and it's like, who was the customer? What was their business? What was their niche? And then what are the things that they did? Did they do consistent launches? Did they have evergreen? Were they networking? Were they on events? Were they like, what are the things that they did to network and promote? How successful were they? Basically like the range of their business, right? But I looked at staff, I looked at overall revenue, I looked at automation and sort of all of the steps and things that they had in their business. So this is partly around my interests and passions because these are all things that we used to do, right? Again, just because I can doesn't mean I should. So I had to focus all that down and really look at what is the common thread that made our successful customers in the past really successful. And I also looked at what was the common ground. And the common ground for all of them is that they were actively doing things to have a strong, consistent brand and to consistently bring in traffic and leads. Like it all kind of stemmed and flowed from there. So that's honestly where I was like, okay, if I focus on traffic and leads, I know that this is something that every business needs, as well as this is the common thread that all of our successful customers in the past had used. So I knew that it was a good trend to follow, right? So that was just looking at the data. Now, in terms of passion and interest for me, I then looked at what different places were they working, what was their niche, and how well did I like working with him? Because truth be told, I'm like, I don't want to forever say this is who I'm working with and be stuck with a whole bunch of pain in the ass customers. Like, that is not a thing I wanted to do. Now, in the past, some of the things that I have done is worked with financial advisors. And I know some truly amazing financial advisors personally. But as a group, as a whole, turns out I didn't like working with them. They were not people that I wanted to continue working with. So they got crossed off the list, right? So I filtered it by how well, in fact, I think we even ranked them on a scale of 1 to 5. And it went to all of our staff to say, like, how well did we like working with this customer? 1 to 5 or 0, right? So we kind of looked at it from that standpoint, if that helps, looking at our passions. Number 2 on the niche scale and how to find your niche is I, right? So we've done name. Now we're going to have identify. So we want to identify the problems that we can solve. When I establish the common thread of these people all are doing things to bring in traffic and leads consistently, when we're bringing all that in, like, what are the problems that we can actually solve for? And so I knew that we had a content repurposing system that we could totally use. I knew that we had run ads in the past, and I figured that was a thing that we could really ramp up. And obviously social media posting, because we've already done the content repurposing. So we narrowed in and said, what are the things that we can actually solve? Then C, for the C in our niche, right? We want to collect all the info on our competition. So I went out and looked at, what is the competition doing? What are they requiring in order to do SEO keyword research? How complicated is it? What are they doing for content repurposing? And so I just looked at all of the competition and weighed that against what we could do, the problems that we could solve. And this is how I ended up coming up with the content activation system. All right, so then we have hunt for the H, which is determine the profitability of your niche. And I had to find an H word that kind of fit with this, right? Hunt. But really what we want to do is, again, look at, okay, the people that are in, is there enough of an audience for me? Yes, there's enough of an audience. Do those people have money? Yes. Are they paying for other services that I could redirect or say, I know that people are already paying for this service? Yes. So that made total sense for us. All right. And then the final one is E for elevate. And this was testing your niche idea. So here's where I got stuck, right? So at first I was doing just content repurposing, and then I realized we had to do SEO. So how do we add in all the SEO that works for digital marketers? And how do we add in the paid traffic? So for me, it was like, we found it, and then it was crunch it down even further. Test, crunch down even further, test until we finally found the right thing. So there you go. 5 steps on how to find a niche in your business using the word niche, because why not? It's fun. And some examples of how we actually have niched down. I can tell you guys, it is so much easier when you go to networking groups or events or whatever, and people are like, oh yeah, you're the person that does this. It becomes so much easier to make introductions for people. And if you're not there, I urge you to at least walk through these steps and see if you can fine tune that down. And for me, that also means fine tuning not only what we're doing, but also who we're serving. And that means that the marketing messaging all has to be niched down. Like, we're focusing all that completely. So I hope that's helpful. I'm sharing a little bit of what we're doing here at Formula Done. And love to hear, again, what niches you guys are focusing on. And since I talked about my book, you guys, make sure, go to formuladone.com and check out how you can get involved with our book launch. You can even give you a free chapter to go download and check out. Make sure you go to formuladone.com and check out the Overcoming Mediocrity book. That is our book. And you can get a free chapter. Go check it out. It's a really fun story. And there are other amazing, amazing stories out there from other women. And number 1 best-selling author. Super excited. Anybody else want to know how to get involved in this process? Super easy process. I literally wrote 1 chapter and then worked with a bunch of other amazing women to all of a sudden become a number 1 best-selling author. It's pretty freaking cool. Links inside. We'll make sure we share that with you. So check out the description down below. You can even get in, write your own book, and go get a copy of ours. And there's some fun freebies and opt-ins and stuff that are coming from all of this anyway. So go check it out and make sure you get that niche all niched down. All right. Talk to you guys on the next episode of the Content Toolbox. Thanks.